This is Dr. XH Balthazar. I am broadcasting once again to present to you my findings from the world of the uncanny. This morning I received a letter from a listener of this broadcast residing in Middletown, New Jersey, one Thomas Hirth. He wrote to me that his mother has recently begun claiming that her home is haunted, and he is concerned for her well-being. Knowing that I have much experience investigating such phenomena, he asked me to visit his mother and see whether there is any validity to these claims. He's concerned that perhaps his mother is having delusions that may require her extra care. I will be traveling to Middletown this evening to help Thomas and his family. I've just arrived to the address given to me in the letter. From the outside, the house appears to be a bit disheveled. Snake-like green vines run down the walls and over the windows. It appears that little attention has been given to upkeep.
Hello there. You must be Dr. Balthazar. Oh, it's great to have you here.
Indeed. You must be Mr. Hirth.
Yes, yes. Oh, please, come in.
Thank you.
And call me Tom. Please stay close. It's rather messy in here, and I don't want you to bump into something and hurt yourself.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Your mother...
Stacy?
Yes, Stacy. Is she a hoarder?
Correct. It's unfortunate.
Uh-huh.
A new development. I live here with her, and yet she won't let me move a single item from its place. Quite the headache, Doctor.
Did something trigger this disorder?
Hard to say, specifically. I think it may have something to do with my father's passing. Happened just over 3 months ago.
My condolences.
Appreciate it. Let me introduce you to her. She's just back in the kitchen baking. Seems to be all that steadies her mind nowadays. Mother, there was someone I'd like you to meet. This is Dr. Balthazar. I mentioned he would come and help investigate our haunting.
Thank God you're here. I know it may seem rather foolish, a woman like me believing in such a thing, but you see what has been going on around here. Terrifying things.
And what is that exactly, Miss Hirth?
Let me get that. Hello? Right now? Okay. I'll be right there. My apologies, Doctor. I'm a veterinarian, and I've been called into work. Would it be all right for me to leave you with her?
Of course.
Thank you so much, Doctor. This means the world to me. Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, son. Drive safe.
Now, Mrs. Hirth, you were going to tell me about some of the disturbances you've been experiencing in the house. Hauntings, you call them?
You know, you look like him.
Whom?
My husband, Harry.
I'm flattered. He was a handsome man. Though I am deeply sorry for your loss.
Yes, Harry was my protector. A great big shield defending me from these hideous things.
Which things?
The demons. You know, like a mother does. I remember when I was a little girl and my mother put me to bed and promised me that there weren't any monsters under my bed. But let me tell you a secret, Doctor. There weren't under the bed. They're up in the ceilings, on the walls, playing with the lights, whispering.
What are they whispering?
I don't know their language. I seem to have lost all my manners. Can I offer you something to drink, Doctor? Coffee, tea? I have cookies in the oven that will be ready soon.
I'm quite all right. Thank you.
A man who asks so little yet wants to help others. You are a rare breed, Doctor. You and Harry.
Oh my, Mrs. Hirth, your ear is bleeding. Let me get you a tissue.
Oh, don't worry. It comes with getting older. Happens all the time. This breaks. That bleeds. There. Did you see that?
See what?
The lights, they were turning on and off, and neither of us were even near a light switch.
I did not see the light changing, Mrs. Hurd.
Well, I did. And my eyes do not deceive me, Doctor.
I'm not sure.
I often find this is the case with humans. Staring at the same picture, seeing completely different things. Interpretation, I suppose.
You're not wrong, though I prefer to think that we are at least looking at the same picture before us. May I see more of the house?
This is my bedroom. It becomes the worst in here at night. I feel a presence. I get this sensation, as though someone or something is stroking me with the lightest feather. I can hear it moving around in the dark.
What do you hear?
Footsteps that never stop. I get up and look around, but there is no one else in the house. And yet, I can't help but feel as though I'm surrounded. I can even hear the footsteps now.
Pardon me, Mrs. Hurd, but would it be all right to move some of those boxes? It is challenging for me to gain insight when I am unable to properly look around.
Oh, I cannot allow it. Everything is exactly where it needs to be, and that will have to do.
I understand. I have seen enough to know that death takes with it a sense of security. But it is essential to the outcome of my investigation.
Well, all right.
All right. Let me move this... Mrs. Hurd, are you all right?
Just don't touch anything, please. I beg of you.
Your ear is bleeding again. Allow me to fetch a bandage.
Oh, never mind that. It'll stop soon. Please accept my apologies, Doctor. It appears I've made a fool of myself in front of you. You must think I have some screws loose in my head.
Not a problem.
I'll make it up to you with a freshly baked cookie, yes? Let me just run downstairs and take them out. You can look around. Just please don't move anything.
Mrs. Hurd seems to have a rather troubling case of hoarding disorder, though I believe that by finding an explanation for this haunting presence, she will ease her anxieties and be productive towards her health. I am going to have to move aside a few boxes temporarily so that I can press my ear against the wall. I am curious as to whether perhaps there may be something living within these walls. After picking up two boxes off the floor, I see that directly underneath where the boxes were are swarms and nests of larvae and vermin. Oh, they are crawling over one another in piles, writhing. Mrs. Hurd, Mrs. Hurd! You must leave your house promptly.
Why?
There is an infestation of insects in your home. I found swarms of them, but I believe there are many more, and your whole home may be full of them. Infested.
What on earth are you talking about?
Please, Mrs. Hurd, you should go and stay with your son.
I take great care of my home. How dare you suggest this? Look, why don't you sit down and have a cookie? It's chocolate chip. Here.
These are not chocolate chips. This is lava.
I have no clue what you're talking about. Now, eat up.
Mrs. Hurd, the haunting presence you feel must be due to this infestation in your home. What you described is a feeling as though someone is touching you. These insects must have been crawling on you in your sleep. And the tapping sound you hear is the sound of their movement in the walls and floorboards.
How did you find this? Did you move my boxes?
I did, and I am glad I did so. It is not safe for you here. You must leave at once.
You shouldn't have moved my things, Doctor.
Mrs. Hurd.
Everything was exactly where it was supposed to be, and you've ruined it. And you have to put it back.
You must leave this home. It is not safe for you.
I'm not going anywhere.
Your ear is bleeding again. You must seek medical attention.
I'm not going anywhere. Not away from Harry.
Here is a clean handkerchief for your ear. Please, allow me to...
I'm not leaving.
Hold still. Let me soak up the blood. What? Oh my. What? What is coming out of your ear? Mrs. Hurst! Can you hear me, Mrs. Hurst? After finding out about the cockroaches, maggots, and other worm-like insects infesting her home, I tried to alert Mrs. Hurst to what I had found, though she was preoccupied with the fact that I had moved her things. This can be unbearable for someone with her obsession and disorder, but her reaction was beyond what I expected. She grew angrier and sicker, but did not seem to be coming from her, but rather something inside of her. As I started to wipe the blood away, I noticed her ear canal was expanding, growing larger and wider. It was a disturbing and bewildering sight, and from the darkness of her ear hole, I saw the head of a gigantic bloody insect emerge. Its eyes glowed as its arms peeled out of her ear and then its legs. It paused a moment, and then it scurried down her body and ran away, leaving a trail of blood. Mrs. Hurst soon collapsed. I tried to pursue the insect and stomp on it, but it escaped my grasp. I was so shocked and mortified, I couldn't react. I was frozen. Mrs. Hurst soon collapsed. I immediately took her to a nearby hospital, but it was too late. She was pronounced dead. The doctor said that the insect had burrowed its way so deep into her brain that it caused severe damage and internal bleeding. I extend my deepest condolences to Tom and his family. And as always, thank you for tuning in, listeners. I wish you goodbye and good night.